morning and welcome to Unity of Whidbey. Good morning, Zoomers. I'm so happy to see you this morning. I'm glad you've tuned in. And I hope some of you are feeling better. So, the title of today's message is Simply Bloom, Take a Look at the Wisdom of Our Blossoming World. A Blessing by James Wright. Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture, where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly, I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom. Let us sing together, Surely the Presence.
So are you ready to go? Baloo, you want to come up? Today, we're going to do the meditation at the end of the message. So don't worry, we'll get there. I'm so excited because today I get to share this time with our own Baloo Gerber. And I'm grateful for that. It seemed to me, and I tell you this every time I come up here, that in this crazy world that we're living, it's interesting to come up with ways to look at it in a very positive light, because a lot of days doesn't feel very positive, doesn't it? Some days, we really got to reach pretty far and pretty hard to get to a place where we find something positive. But it's always there. And that's my task, is to help us remember that. And so I was trying to think of a way today. What's a way? Well, we just came into the beginning of summer. We've just passed the solstice. We're into summer. And you all know that as you look out on our beautiful island, everything is blooming. Have you noticed the dogwood this year? They can hardly stand up with all the flower blossoms that they have on them. And I think there's something to that. I think that nature is using our beautiful dogwood and hydrangeas and rhodies and all of it to help balance the energy of the negative that's out there. Does that make sense to you? Does that ring true in your heart? It's like nature knows. Nature knows. And nature knows the truth of who we are. And so is using this summer, the spring and summer, to blossom and bring that truth of us out in front of us, to remind us of the beauty and the power and the blessing of who we really are. And if we're paying attention, if we're looking at nature, looking at our world with that eye, it can lift us. It can bring us hope. It can strengthen us in a time where it's really easy to feel pulled down. So that's what we want to talk about today. And my friend Baloo here is going to help celebrate this. And in just a moment here, yeah, I think that's enough to get us going, Baloo. Why don't we do the first song? Thank you, Blue. So you know I'm always standing up here saying to you that the kingdom of God is within you, because the master teachers told us that. Jesus told us that. Buddha told us that. They've all told us that. The kingdom of God is within you, and that the answer is within us. It's inside. We have to look inside. It's about going inside. And often everyone looks back at me. When I look in the mirror at myself, I look back at me and say, okay, what does that mean? What are you talking about? What does that really mean? And so the opportunity is to find ways to understand that by looking at the reflections that we see out there. All of that is a reflection. It's not the thing. It's the reflection of the thing. And we get confused and think that's the thing. And that's the mess we've made. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Yeah. But the truth of it is inside of us. And in fact, I don't know if you looked at the Daily Word today. There was another master teacher in here, they quoted it, says, I share a connection with the human family, the world's creatures, and the universe itself. I am reminded of the words of astronomer Carl Sagan, who wrote, the cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are a way for the universe to know itself. It's a pretty powerful statement, isn't it? So the idea is that the universe, nature, the sun, the moon, if we're paying attention, are continuously reminding us of the power of who and what we are. The power we have to heal ourselves, to lift ourselves, to be all that we can be. And so, because it's summer, because we're here on Whidbey Island, we have reminders in every direction we look. And there's a lot of lessons in that. Because isn't it true, the flowers simply bloom no matter the circumstances, and often in spite of them. It may be dry, it may be wet, it may be windy. They may be along the sidewalk in Langley where everyone walking by can admire them, or they might be behind a dumpster in the alley. They still bloom. If we're truly connected to who we really are, we too can bloom no matter what craziness is going on out there or where we find ourselves. And isn't that the message? A flower doesn't know if its bloom is prettier than the one beside it. It doesn't wonder if it's doing it correctly. It doesn't wait for favorable conditions, a guaranteed audience, or confirmation that the bees will show up. It simply blooms. Blue. Keep singing, right? Indeed. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We in spirit. So the flower's blooming no matter what. There's a single-minded quality to the flowers just blooming that humans find almost impossible to access. We can imagine every possible outcome before taking a single step. We can talk ourselves out of blooming before we have even begun. We can generate 1,000 reasons why this isn't the right time. This isn't the right location. And the conditions aren't quite right. They aren't quite safe enough yet. And that the flower pushes up through the soil in spring while frost is still possible, while storms are still forming, while the lawnmower is almost certainly coming. Flowers bloom despite the risks, not because the risks have been removed. Do you get that? Flowers bloom despite the risks, not because the risks have been removed. Sometimes the bloom arrives too early or too late. Sometimes someone fails to appreciate it. Sometimes life knocks the petals right off. What if you're the most beautiful flower on the block, but you are blooming behind a dumpster? Will the bees even find you? Will anyone stop to notice? These are not questions flowers spend energy on. They simply complete the process they were created for. This matters right now because many people are carrying far too many thoughts that have nothing to do with their own growth or evolution. The noise, the fear, the outrage, the comparison, the collective uncertainty, it crowds your awareness, pulls at your attention, and snips your blooms before they're fully opened. Can you relate to that? It's exhausting. And in many ways, it's poisonous. But here's what flowers don't have that you and I do. Choice. Choice. The difference between us and the flowers is that we have choice. We can choose to bloom or not. And indeed, that choice does make the mess, but it also has the power to clean up the mess. We decide. You can choose where your attention goes. You can choose to bloom even if you're currently planted behind the dumpster. You can choose to produce as many blooms as possible rather than protecting one perfect one and hoping it survives every storm. The question worth asking right now isn't what I should do or what will everyone else do or what if I can't do enough. Those questions are traps. They pull you into systems of thought that were never designed for the human soul. The question is simply, what can I do? What can I create? What can I offer? What wants to bloom in me right now, regardless of the conditions around me? Blue? In today's world, it seems every day we are seeing the old structures are crumbling. Many of you can feel it. If you stay focused on the crumbling, you may find yourself buried in the rubble. But if you focus on your blooms, your gifts, your kindness, your creativity, your healing, your growth, you'll bloom wherever you're planted, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what's happening out there. That's not naive optimism. That's what flowers do. They bloom anyway. And that's the lesson, the reminder, the reflection, if we can allow ourselves to see it. We can use this reminder to choose a deeper, more nourishing relationship with ourselves and with one another. Several weeks ago in the inspiration, there was some writing from Matt Licata that got shared in the women's group and bears repeating here now. Matt Licata writes, "I believe this is the greatest gift we can give each other as human beings, the sacred field of unconditional friendship where we allow each other to be imperfect. It is the space in which we give up trying to fix each other and instead listen with our entire being. It is the space in which true relaxation can happen, where the frazzled nervous system can breathe a sigh of relief." And indeed, that is the opportunity we have here together, to breathe a sigh of relief and to remember that all we have to do to heal our world is to bloom where we are planted and to continue to seek out the beauty and the grace and the love and the truth of who we are and who each one of us is. And that's how we'll move forward in these times. And so I encourage you now to get comfortable, to take some deep breaths. If it feels comfortable, close your eyes. And with your breath, feel yourself dropping into your heart. Dropping into your center, dropping into here, right here, the heart center, where we're all connected to the all that is. And if we're listening to those beautiful dogwood and hydrangeas and rhodies and all those amazing blooms, if we're listening to the invitation, simply bloom. Dear one, simply bloom. Breathing and allowing. In your mind's eye, what does your bloom look like? What is it? Can you see it? Can you smell its scent? Can you watch it? Can you feel its opening? Opening to life, saying, indeed, I am light. And I do follow the sun. Feel the life stretching forward from your own heart, from your being. Reaching up and out with each breath. Adding to the beautiful garden that is this community, that is our island, that is this country, that is our world, our planet. Indeed, the universe. Breathing and allowing. Breathing and blooming. And as we've held so many of our dear ones today, Marilyn and John, Julie and Kay and Bill, Juanita, Kelsey, and all those in our hearts, we embrace them and we listen to the wisdom of our beautiful world that tells us to simply bloom. Be who we truly are. And allow the healing to come forth. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. There is peace. And so it is. Amen.